So the Mishnah Vayitra Masechet Shkalim Perik Hey Mishnah Gimel. Does this sound familiar? Umin Chasam in Eskeim Kimeduba Shloisha Esoinim La Par Shloisha Esoinim La Yel Visarin La Keves V'Yayin Kindis Kli V'Sar Lecha Per Shnei Simidim Kehil Chasam. Yeah, we say it every Yom Tov by Musaf. Okay, so that's really the carbon Musaf, which is a carbon Sibur, but we do see from here that different karbonis have different amounts of wine, flour, and oil that come along with it. Of course, we see that from the psukim. I just wanted to remind you that we're going to be learning something which you already heard. So that's talking about the carbon musaf. But our mishnah is going to be talking about a carbon yachid, an individual that brings a carbon that requires nesachim. Okay. So which individual karbonis, not a carbon sibur, require nesachim? And the answer is a carbon oila, a carbon shlamim, and a mitzayir. When he brings his asham, his oil and his chatas, it requires nesachim. And not even any mitzayir, it's only a mitzayir that can afford the three behema karbonis. Okay, so let's say I'm bringing a carbon shlamim, it requires nesachim, what do? I come to the Beis HaMikdash, and I ask directions. I say, I have a carbon shlamim, I need nesachim for it. They show me to go to Yochanan ben Pinchas. I go to him, and I'm going to pay him, and he's going to give me a receipt, and with the receipt, I'm going to pick up the nesachim that I need. The wine, the flour, and the oil. But Yochanan ben Pinchas is going to ask me, what type of an animal are you bringing? Because there are different measurements. And based on that, he's going to give me a different type of a receipt. Zakta Mishnah. Perikei Mishnah Gimel, Arbachai Sameis Hayim B'Migdash. There were four different types of receipts or seals or tokens. The thing that I get from Yochanan, and later I bring to Achia, and Achia looks at this Chosim, he says, aha, okay, I know exactly what you need, and he'll give it to me in precise measurements. So these four Chosimis were marked either Egel, we're going to see that's if you brought cattle, Zachar, if you brought a ram, Gedi, if you were bringing either a goat or sheep, and Chaytei, if this person is a mitzayir, we're bringing his three karbanis. Then Azayimer, Ben Azay says, "Look, the Mishnah Vayter Chemishahaya." There were five different chesamis. Furthermore, the Aramis Kasevalein. They weren't written in Lashon Kodesh; they were written in Aramaic, because that was the language that most people used during the times of the Mikdash. We wanted the buyers to understand what's happening over here; they shouldn't get confused. So, according to Ben Azay, you either got a chesam marked Egel. That's if you were bringing a cattle carbon. Now the Tana is using the Lashon Kodesh word here, but it means, according to Ben Azai, whatever the Aramaic word would be for eagle, and so on. A chaisa marked zachar, if you were bringing a ram carbon. A chaisa marked gedi, if you were bringing either a goat or sheep. The reason he has five, as opposed to four, is he divides the case of a mitzayra coming for his chaisa. If someone comes and says, unfortunately, I'm a mitzayra, I'm looking for my tahara, so we're going to ask him, are you a mitzvah that could afford three karbonis? No, so you're only bringing one carbon. And it's one lamb. So Ibazai, they give him one marked chayte dal, the poor mitzvah. If he says he can afford to bring three lambs, they give him one marked of a chayte ashir, because each one needed a different amount. This sounds a little sad. I mean, this mitzvah, Nebuch, he went through so much. So many bizyaynis. He paid a steep price for his lashon hara. He had to sit mechutz lamachnen. And now he has to walk around with this receipt that says, I'm a sinner. So really, the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that the word chayte over here doesn't mean sinner. Rather, it comes from the word v'chita sabayis, he shall cleanse the house. Adrabah, we're telling him, you should feel lucky, Mitzayra, that you're about to complete your cleansing process. Now the Mishnah is going to explain all of this, exactly how it worked. Egel, if you went to Yechanan ben Peches and you got the chayse marked Egel, Mishamesh, that would serve, that would be used in Nischei Bakar, if you were bringing cattle, as a carbon oil or a carbon shlamim, because then you needed three esroinim of flour, a half a hin of both oil and a half a hin of wine. And it made no difference, Gedolei Mektan, whether we bring an adult carbon or a young carbon, Scharim v'Nekeves, whether it was a male carbon oil can only be a male, or maybe it was a carbon shlamim, that could be either a Zachar or a Nekeva. Gedi, if you got a chaisa marked gedi, mishamish, that would serve im niskei tsoin, if you were bringing either sheep or goat. Gedayla mektana, adult or small. Scharim menekevis, it makes no difference. If you would bring a goat or a sheep for a carbon oila or shlamim, again, the oila could only be the zachar, the shlamim could be either one. But if you're bringing a goat or a sheep, you got this chaysim mark gedi, and when you went to Achia to cash it in, he knew you needed one asarin of fine flour, a quarter hin of oil, and a quarter hin of wine. But when we say flock, we don't mean mamish all flock, chutz mishal elam, with the exception of a ram. If you're bringing a ram as a carbon, then you got a chaysim that was marked zachar. Zachar, the Mishnah explains, Meshamish would serve, would be used in Nischei Elam Bavad, with the Nesachim that come along with rams only. They require two asrinim of flour and a third of a hin of oil and a third of a hin of wine. Chayte, if you got one marked Chayte, Meshamish, then we knew that that serves im Nischei Shalish Behemish on Mitzeroi. For the Nesachim, of the three behemoths, a Mitzayr who could afford it would bring a male lamb as a carbon chatas, a female lamb as a carbon asham, and a male lamb as a carbon oil. Each one needed its own asara. So he would have to get a total of three asrayna. How much oil would he get? 10 loig. Why 10 loig? Well, for each of the three karbanas, he needs 3 loig. He's going to mix that oil with the mincha. He needs an additional loig, if you remember how the Mitzayra goes through his Tahara process, which is going to be placed on his right ear and his right thumb. He's also going to need 9 loig of wine. So the Mitzayra had one marked Choyte. He picked it up from Yochanan ben Pinchas, and Achia knew exactly what he needed. When he saw the word Choyte, he gave it to him with the right measurement. So quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, there were 4 chaysamais that you would pick up from Yechon ben Pinchas that you would carry over to Achia. Achia would give you the actual wine, flour, and oil that you needed for the Nesachim. They were either marked egel for a calf. That meant he needed 3 asrinim of flour, half a hin of oil, half a hin of wine. Either they were marked zachar for a ram. And that meant he needed 2 asrinim of flour, a third of a hin of shemen, and a third of a hin of yayin. If he was bringing a gedi for his carbon oiler or shlamim, we're all talking about carbon oilers or shlamim over here. Those are the karbanas in the nesachim. So then he would get a chaysim mark gedi. That's if he was either bringing a gedi or a sheep, anything that's tzayin, with the exception of an isle. So he would get 1 asarain of flour, a quarter hin of oil, and a quarter hin of wine. They knew right away what it meant when they saw it said the word gedi on his chaysim. If he was a Metzayda Asher that brings 3 karbonis, he would bring, according to the Tanakhama, a chaysim that said chaytay on it, and they would know to give him 3 asrinim of flour, that's 1 asarin for each of his 3 karbonis, 10 loig of oil, 3 loig for each of his 3 karbonis, that's a total of 9 that he needs for the karbonis, and he would also need 1 loig that has to go on his right ear and his thumb, and he would also get 9 loig of wine. We also learned in our Mishnah, the Shita of Ben Azai, he holds there were 5 chesamis, as opposed to the Tanakhama's 4. He divides the Mitzayr into 2. If he was a rich Mitzayr that could bring 3 behemais, so it said Chayte Ashir. If he could only afford 1 behema, it would say Chayte Dal. Then they would know to give him only 1 asara. According to the Tanakhama, the Chayte Dal would get the one that was marked Gedi, there was no separate chaysim for him, according to the Tanakhama. Batanura tells us that the halacha is like the Tanakhama. And the other difference is that according to Ben Azai, the words Egel, Gedi, and so on were not written in Lashon Kodesh. It was written in Aramish, because that was the language most commonly used. And we wanted to do our best to make sure that the buyer doesn't get confused.